Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wind Chime Point by Cheryl Woods, performed by Shannon McManus. Chapter 1. Unemployed and pregnant. Those were two words Gabriella Castle had never envisioned applying to her, at least not in combination. Now, in a twist of fate she couldn't possibly have anticipated, she was out of work. And, just as shocking, expecting a baby. So much for years of fast-track career dedication and workaholic tendencies. Sitting in the middle of her comfortably furnished living room in Raleigh, North Carolina, Gabby stared at a painting that had cost more than some people made in a year. Her sister Emily had talked her into it when she'd stayed overnight a few weeks ago. She'd seen it in some fancy auction catalog, Sotheby's or someplace like it, and insisted it would be just the thing to pull all the colors in Gabby's haphazardly decorated living room together. "Besides that, it's a great investment," Emily had said enthusiastically. "In a few years, it will probably triple in value." Gabby wondered if she could simply get her money back now. She was probably going to need it. In the meantime, she couldn't help wondering if her sister could come up with a painting or a magical formula that would pull her life together. Even though it had been 3 days since she walked into her boss's office, expecting to be commended on her latest public relations campaign for their biomedical company, only to leave the room with a severance package, she still couldn't quite believe what had happened. She'd been working since she was 18, climbing the corporate ladder since she turned 21. Driven by ambition and the determination to prove something to her father, she'd worked out a career plan even as she'd scheduled her college classes, taking a succession of internships and summer jobs to gain the experience that would land her a top-notch job after graduation. She'd hoped that job would be with her dad, but Sam Castle had turned her down flat. Once hired by a competing company and more driven than ever, she'd made a meteoric rise to become the company's top public relations executive by the time she was 28. Everyone had assumed there would be a vice presidency in her future. She'd certainly earned it. Unfortunately, it seemed that particular career path didn't blend with being an unmarried mother. Not in certain circles, anyway. Not that her boss had dared to fire her. No, Amanda Warren had just made it impossible for her to stay. She'd outlined a plan that would keep Gabby well hidden from the judgmental world for the duration of the pregnancy. Beyond that, well, the handwriting had been on the wall. Her day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?